சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 2 ஸ்லோக நம்பர் 51. கர்மஜம் புத்தியுக்தாஹி ஃபலம் த்யக்த்வா மனீஷிணஃ ஜன்ம பந்த விநிர்முக்தாஃ பதம் கச்சந்த்யநாமயம் Lord Krishna presenting the topic of Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga means performing one's own duty as an offering to the Lord is called Karma Yoga. Whatever action we do in our day-to-day routine, while performing that action, this action, what am I performing is my duty. This duty I am performing for Ishvara. To please the Lord, I am performing. Ishvara Prityartham. This attitude is called Karma Yoga. Ishvara Prityartham, for to please the Lord, I am doing this action. And further, whatever action I do, that is Ishvara Prityartham means Ishvara Arpana Bhavana. This is for God means Arpana Bhavana. This is real offering to Bhagavan. This is the greatest real offering to Bhagavan, the best offering also. So, Karma Yoga, the first part is that Ishvara Arpana Buddhya Karma Kuru. The second part of Karma Yoga is what? Any action produce result, phalam, that phalam is in the form of a pleasurable experience or unfavorable experience, unpleasant experience. Once I perform action, it produces a result. The result, how I do know that result has come? How do I know? The result come, the result of what? My own previous actions. My own previous actions result, they bound to come. How they come? In the form of experience. I have to experience. How I experience? Some experiences are pleasant, favorable, comfortable. But some experiences are bitter, unfavorable, unpleasant. When my children are cooperating with me, they are listening my words, it is a favorable experience. When they are not listening, many times they don't listen, suppose. It is also experience for me, but a bitter experience, unpleasant experience, unfavorable experience. This experience is what am I undergoing, either pleasant or unpleasant, they are not the cause, really speaking. They are not cause. Children not the cause for our experience. Children are the only instruments. Children are mother-in-law, or father-in-law, or brother-in-law, or any illas. They are not direct cause of our experience. They are the indirect cause. Through them, we get experience. What we think, they are only the cause for our sukha, pleasant experience. They are only the cause for our unpleasant experience. Therefore, we develop either, if they give pleasant experience, we develop attachment. In the kadala namak theriyada? Theriyum, anal just I am telling. This story we know. When we are undergoing unpleasant situation or unfavorable experience through them, we take them as the cause for my unfavorable experience. What Shastra says, really speaking, they are not the cause. Pavam, they are only the instruments. Don't develop raga dvesha towards them. When they give pleasant experience, developing raga attachment is not good. When they are giving unpleasant experience, also never develop dvesha towards them, because they are not responsible. Then who is responsible? Your previous karma alone is responsible. Therefore, your previous karma alone is responsible for your pleasant and unpleasant experience. நமக்கு இது புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்குள்ள 60 வருஷம் வருது. நோ 60 years 50 கம்ப்ளீட்டிங் அண்ணா. பை தட் டைம் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் வென் அண்ணா, வெரி லேட் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். பட் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வெரி எர்லி ஏஜ், வெரி எர்லி ஏஜ் இஃப் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் லைஃப் இஸ் வண்டர்ஃபுல் என் என்டர்டெயின்மெண்ட். ஓகே ஓகே, திஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ லெட் மீ அண்டர்கோ பிகாஸ் மை ப்ரீவியஸ் கர்ம. If I accept in that manner, either favorable or unfavorable, without any rejection, aversion, or any sort of grumbling inside, murmuring, any sort of disturbance illamal, if I convert that actions as only experience, either pleasant or unpleasant, only experience. If I have this attitude is called healthy attitude, karma yoga anartham. That person is known as karma yogi. You are all karma yogis because you are Gita students, no? You are all karma yogis. You are trying, okay? You are all trying to be like karma yogis. This is about Ishwararpana Buddhi, Prasada Buddhi. That experience, what name we have given? Prasada Buddhi. I take it as a prasadam. What? Not laddu. Experience. What experience I receive through my past karmas is like a prasadam coming from the Lord. Therefore, I accept without any elation or depression. Without any ecstasy of joy when it is pleasant, or without any tension or anxiety when it is unpleasant. They are bound to come but have balance. This is called samatvam yoga uchyate. This is called equanimous mind. This is called yoga. Another aspect of karma yoga, what is that point? Nishkama karma. How can I get this type of attitude, this type of mind? How can I get na? I can get only by performing that action nishkamataya, without expecting any results, without any expectation. For my sake, without expecting any result, sankalpam illamal, enak idu venum, that's why I am doing this. I want this benefit, therefore I am doing. That should not be there. If I do that way, it is kakama. If I do this, is the benefit I am going to get through this action, by bringing up my children, by serving to my in-laws, by serving to my family members, I am going to get this benefit if I do. That is called sakama karma. Without that expectation, suppose I do my duties, I don't want any appreciation, I don't want any recognition, I don't want any money out of it, but just I do, I love to do, it's my duty. I have happiness in doing, not in taking. This is called Nishkama Karma. Karma Yoga is called Nishkama Karma. Karma Yoga is the attitude. And all this we have to do. Panchamaha Yajnas we have to do in this manner. Panchamaha Yajnas we have to do in this manner. What are the Panchamaha Yajnas? Deva Yajna, Rishi Yajna, Manushya Yajna, Bhuta Yajna. All this I have to do in this manner. Difficult to perform, but worth to perform. It is worth to do in this manner. You can have a tremendous relaxation, freedom, inner freedom, no anxiety, no tension, anandama pandla, no burden. Life is not a burden. Why na? I don't want anything na, but I do na. That's what Lord Krishna talking. Buddhi yukta means this karma yoga buddhi in artham. Buddhi yukta means this samatva buddhi. Another name Bhagavan has given, skill in action. Yoga karmas kaushalan, 50th shloka, second line, last word is what? Yoga karmas kaushalam. What do you mean by karma kaushalam? Is called yoga karmasu. Karmasu means in your actions. You convert those actions, skillful actions. Karmasu kaushalam, skillness. What do you mean by skillness? According to Shastra, skillness means converting the binding actions into non-binding actions. Converting binding actions, which are keeping me limited, always insecure, always some tension, anxiety, they are all called binding actions. If it is fulfilled, I am happy. If it is not fulfilled, I am tensed. And a binding in artha. Any action, whatever I do, I don't have any expectations. I do, but the result, I am not worrying about that result. If I have tension towards result, that is called binding action. My more focus is only in doing, not in result. But generally, human weakness is what? Their focus is in result. They are called karmis. Whoever focus more on karma, on that result, rather than karma duties, they focus on results. They are all come under what na? Karmis. Kevala karmis. But whoever focus on duty, not on results, they are called karma yogis. Whoever convert the karma into karma yoga, and karma is called binding, karma yoga attitude is called non-binding. So converting the karma into karma yoga, or binding karmas into non-binding karmas, bandhaka karmani into mochaka karmani, mochaka and non-binding, that karmas which lead to moksha, those people are called, that is called definition, karmasu kaushalam, adida kaushalam. You are skillful in doing your duties. Na romba skillful la pandre swami, I am very skillfully doing anna, inna skillfully. People, what worldly standpoint they talk skill is, that is not here Lord Krishna talking. Skill is that any action, whatever result comes, either failure or success, or pleasant or unpleasant, or labha or alabha, whatever comes, I am not disturbed. This is called skillness in action. Are we like that? We have skillness in doing the actions. If you have, what will happen, you know, suppose you have such an attitude, you are a karma yogi, Lord Krishna says, buddhi yuktaha, they are called manishinaha. They are intelligent people. Manishinaha, those who are having discrimination. vivekinaha. How they do? Buddhiyuktaha manishinaha karmajam phalam tyaktva. They give up the karmajam phalam, the phalam which is born out of their karma. The phalam which is born out of their karma. Karma is visible, phalam is not visible immediately. Phalam is not visible like mango fruit madri. Phalam anna phalam visible. All phalams are visible in Padamudir. But our karma phalam is not visible. You silently have to undergo the experience that is called phalam. Phalam means that you undergo as through experience. That you only undergo, your inner mind only knows what experience you are undergoing, nobody knows. But action only is visible, phalam is not visible. It is internal. They are called manishinaha karmajam phalam tyaktva, having dropped that phalam which is born out of their own karmas, having dropped. And how you drop? It is invisible. How to drop? Dropping means not physically dropping. You cannot drop the phalam. You have to undergo the experience. But what to drop? Tyaktva means what here? Either raga or dvesha. Pleasant irukkumbodhu attachment, unpleasant irukkumbodhu dvesham. Adhu tektva an artha. You drop that attachment or aversion towards that result. That is called tektva. Kalam karmajam phalam tektva, having not concerned with the phalam. எனக்கு உன்னை கொஞ்சம் கூட பாதையே இல்லையா, கஷ்டமே இல்லையான்னு கேட்பான். பீப்புள் வில் கம் அண்ட் ஆஸ்க், ஆர் யூ நாட் வெரிட், ஆர் யூ நாட் டிஸ்டர்ப்டு? ஓகே, பை கெட்டிங் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ் ஆம் ஏ கோயிங் டு சேஞ்ச் தட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், ஆம் ஏ கோயிங் டு சேஞ்ச் தட் ரிசல்ட்? சப்போஸ் இஃப் ஐ வரி, கோ ஆன் வரிங் அபவுட் அன்பிளசன்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், ஆம் ஐ கோயிங் டு சேஞ்ச் தட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்? ஆம் ஐ ஹேவிங் தட் கண்ட்ரோல்? Am I having that power to change my karma phalam? What is unchangeable, better to undergo. It is unchangeable. Any karma phalam, either in this janma what we have done or in the previous janmas, we do not know. We have no control. They are all unpredictable, unchangeable. You have no choice. What is the intelligent way? Undergo silently. Silently undergo. I am very happy, I am learning a lesson from this experience. See, what an attitude. Relax, no? I am learning a lesson. Bhagavan, Thunba Pudathilitti en chulvan. Thuyavai, Nakivai, Thayana. And the thangam, the gold goes into the furnace. And under you, what a foreign degree, heat la the burning item. Apram gold, how it comes out? Shining. So therefore, every experience is like going under the through furnace. What comes out? Na thangamana oru manasu vellila varum, gold mind. Na mind shining, shining, shining. You get lot of experience and you get lot of lessons you learn through that. Bhagavan, I am very happy to undergo this experience. And you can say, appa romba kashtam swamini. Who said it is easy? Who said it is easy? But worth to practice, Arjuna. Karmajam phalam tyaktva. Phalam tyaktva na adhartham. Na karma na tyaktva. You should not give up the karma. Many people do give up the unpleasant karma. Unpleasant karma we give up. You give up this unpleasant karma, but you are not learning a lesson. You are missing an opportunity to learn the lesson. By learning lesson, you get lot of dispassion, more and more vairagyam and experience. And you can learn many lessons from that. Your mind will become more evolved, more mature, informed. You become master of your life. Never afraid of any experience. I am the master of my life. I am ready to, I welcome the experience, whatever comes in front of me. Then you are the master. You should not run away. You should not show your back towards the results. be courageous, be bold enough. That person alone is called courageous person. They are called manishinaha. Otherwise only manushyas, ordinary manushyas. Manisha asya asti iti manishinar. The one who is having the discriminative capacity. Those people, if they have this attitude, what is the phalam? See, janma bandha vinirmuktaha anamayam padam gacchanti. They are free from bondage of again birth and death cycle. Janma, birth, bandha, bondage, again vyadhi, jara, all these problems. Vinirmuktaha, they are free from. Not only that, while living they are free from all these problems. Even old age comes, even any problem comes physical level also, it will not disturb them. It will not disturb them. Like a lotus leaf, they remain in the world. Anamayam padam gacchanti. While living, they are free from all these things. That's called jivan mukti. Anamayam padam means which is free from evil. Videha mukti also they get. No more womb to tomb is not there for them. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare sayanam. It's not there for them. Once for all, they are free from all worries. Next shloka we will read. All are very, very important shlokas. Up to 53, Lord Krishna continues this karma yoga topic. Then next phalam.
Yada te moha kalilam. Buddhir vyati tarishyati. Tadagam tasi nirvedam. Shrotavyasya shrutasya cha.
Yada, when te buddhihi mogha kalilam vyatitarishyati. By practicing this karma yoga, how you practice karma yoga like an yoga asana, practice pandradhuke. Is it like an asana exercise, like walking to do karma yoga? Practicing karma yoga means nothing but entertaining the such an attitude, nartham. Entertaining the bhavana, that attitude, karma yoga bhavana. Ishwararpana prasada buddhi bhavana, entertaining that buddhihi. Te buddhihi, what type of buddhi? Moha kalilam, the mist of delusion. The karma to karma yoga, once you come, you are out of delusion. Nartha. If you are kevala karmi, you are in delusion. Nartha. Here, moha kalilam means that which is born out of delusion. Kalilam means impurity. In the form of indiscrimination. Once your intelligence is deluded, intellect is deluded, you cannot think properly. What is right, what is wrong, you cannot think. That is called delusion. Losing the discriminative capacity. You cannot take proper decision because your mind is confused. Confused mind is deluded mind. Why? All wrong priorities. Wrong expectations, wrong understanding, wrong concepts. When all these are there, how can you have a clear understanding, clear cut decisions, how can you make? Therefore, this person is very clear, karma yogi is very clear what he or she wants. No admiration, no recognition, no expectation at all, expectation free mind. And people also come and shout at us, unakku onnum expectation e kediyadu, how you are going to survive. They teach us, edho tappi thavari, somehow we have got a good quality, What? Without expectation. By birth we are not having much expectation. And the family members come and tell, have some expectation. Who will take care of you later? You save money for your sake, save everything for your sake. They teach us. Already they are in delusion. They want to make others also deluded. Moha kalilam. The mind become more impure. Impure means what? Restless, anxiety, worry, misery. This is called impure mind. Impure mind enna? Dirty irukuma adukulla. A mind with full of anger, with full of tension, with full of expectations, a mind with full of doubts, confusions, is called impure mind. Restless mind is impure mind. A vacillating mind is impure mind. A confused mind is impure mind. What do you mean by impure mind other than this? Podume. Appadi patta manasu podu. Such mind is enough to make our life miserable. And the moha kalilam. The karma yogi vyatitarishyati. He comes out of this impurity of the mind. His mind is very clear, very relaxed, not going to be manipulated by anybody. No one can manipulate my thinking. I know how to face my life. He is very bold enough. You can take advice from others, but decision who will take? I myself have to take decision. Never depend upon others for decisions. You can depend upon others for advice, suppose you want. Elders' advice you can take. Father, mother, teacher, or anybody. But never depend upon them to take decision. Nobody wants to take responsibility of your decisions. You have to take your own decisions. Namak enna na, neengale decide panni sollunga. You only decide and tell me enna. Enna, we don't want to decide anything. Enna, tappa iduvan bayam. So tomorrow akshatai we can put on that person's head. So you only have taken this wrong decision. So wife is go on taunting the husband. Husband either taunting the wife or children, parents, parents, children. Scapegoat. We want to find out a scapegoat all the time to blame. That is wrong. That is wrong. We should not make use of others to make decisions. That is a weak mind. There is a weak mind, not only that, exploiting the other's freedom. In the name of husband, wife, children, mother, father, we should not do that way. Take decision, either it is going to that decision may give success or failure, doesn't matter, who knows? Who knows we are going to get success?